Tell me about this restructuring that you started back in June.
Okay, we announced it on June 29th, and we will be closing six of our 12 regional offices at the end of 2012. This was an activity we first started in October of 2010. We asked our regional directors to take a hard look at our regional office structure. We believe that the cost of data collection over time has really become unsustainable, so we thought we needed to be proactive in reconfiguring our office structure, and we asked them to identify ways that we could do that and ways we could become more efficient and also improve data quality.
Director Grove said when you started this, when you announced this back in June, that this would be an 18-month process. We're about halfway through. Is it your estimation that you're about halfway finished now?
Well, in terms of the full implementation of the new way of managing our field infrastructure, we have about 6,500 enumerators in the field. And we're actually implementing the new management structure in seven waves. So we just implemented the first wave in January. The next wave will be scheduled for the beginning of April and will be completed by November. But we believe that we're well on track to implement the new organizational structure.
It sounds like it. What have you been doing personnel-wise?
We've done a number of things. So when we closed the six offices, there were about a little over 250 people that are going to be impacted by these closings. Now, about 100 of those folks are going to be eligible to retire at the end of this year, and we've already got approval from the Office of Personnel Management to offer them voluntary separation and payments, and we're doing that as a motivator to keep them on board until we actually close the offices. But for folks that weren't eligible to retire, we've given any of those folks first priority for any job openings in the remaining regional offices, those offices that will remain open, as well as jobs at headquarters. We're very happy. At this date, we've had about 81 people that have been able to find other jobs, either in the remaining open regional offices or here at headquarters. We've also offered job counseling, resume writing courses, and other kinds of assistance to them.
What have you learned about doing a reorg across the agency that might help one of your colleagues or peers at another agency who's facing the same potential problem?
Well, I think one of the keys to the successful implementation of this reorganization is Director Groves and I set the goals for the redesign. This was not a plan that came down from on top. We actually charged the 12 regional directors with the responsibility of putting together a new regional office structure, a design that met the goals that we set. And they did a fantastic job. They worked on that for about 8 months, and they presented over the course of those 8 months 20 different designs to us. We ended up selecting the six office design with this significant change in the way we are going to manage our field enumerators. And rather than managing from the physical regional office, we're actually putting a lot of that management. About 650 managers are actually going to be out in the field working out of their homes.
But how much money do you estimate you're going to save when this is all said and done?
Well, when it's fully implemented, we're estimating we'll save $15 to $18 million a year.